The tornado threat continues. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Multiple tornadoes slammed parts of Nebraska and Iowa yesterday, and more twisters may spin up today from North Texas into Oklahoma. Yesterday's violent storms produced one tornado that cut a long path across the area.
One of these tornadoes traveling for well over nearly 100 miles from Lincoln, Nebraska on north, and including areas like Omaha, crisscrossing state lines and pushing into Iowa.
Fox weather meteorologist Kiana Lewis. The powerful twister that hit the Omaha suburbs flattened homes and buildings. Former President Trump's legal team called on the judge in his hush money case to immediately lift the gag order as the trial wrapped up for the week.
The state's newest witness, Gary Farrow, testified former President Donald Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, tried opening a bank account under the name Resolution Consultants, LLC. That's the same account that former American Media CEO and President David Pecker testified Cohen nearly used to reimburse him for purchasing the lifetime rights to former Playboy model Karen McDougal's story about an alleged affair with Trump, who said again this trial is politically motivated. Pecker wrapped up his testimony, telling the court, quote, I have been truthful to the best of my recollection.
Fox's Nate Foy. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University say they are at an impasse with administrators and won't clear their tent city.
Our movement here, when they tried to clear it last week, we prevailed. If they want to once again bring NYPD or any law enforcement, we will prevail.
Protest spokesman Mahmoud Khalil. The Wall Street Journal reports U.S. intelligence agencies have determined that Russian President Putin likely did not directly order the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died under mysterious circumstances at a prison camp in February. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another Boeing jet causes a Delta flight out of New York City to turn around mid-flight, landing safely back at JFK.
Delta issued a statement saying after the aircraft had safely landed and proceeded to a gate, it was observed that the emergency slide had separated from the aircraft. No injuries were reported aboard the Boeing 767, which was carrying 176 customers, two pilots, and five flight attendants at the time. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Tragedy in St. Petersburg, Florida, where police say a 14-year-old boy shot and killed his 11-year-old brother.
The kids who had the day off from school were at home with their sister when, police say, the older brother pulled a stolen gun and shot the younger brother. Paramedics rushed to the scene, but cops say the child was already dead. Police say the older boy told them he found the gun in a nearby alley and that the family didn't know it was in the home. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
President Biden will headline the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner this evening.
The annual event brings together journalists, politicians, and Hollywood stars and awards the work of White House reporters and raises scholarship funds for student journalists. Tonight's dinner will feature Saturday Night Live Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost. President Biden will attend and, as is tradition, roast the press corps and other Washington officials. Since 1924, every president since Calvin Coolidge has attended the dinner at least once, with the exception of former President Trump. President Biden has attended every year he's been in office, except 2021. The dinner was canceled that year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a magnitude 6.9 earthquake strikes the Bonin Islands of Japan. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.